Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac, I hope you're ready for the whole city to turn on you, buddy. Welcome to the world. As we dive into our Tough Tuesdays here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins with you until 10 o'clock. Because I'm with you. I was sending you some stuff yesterday, and I'm like, you know, we kind of breached this topic yesterday. Like, where was X in that game against Buffalo? So, Mac, why don't you kick off our Tough Tuesday edition November 4th?
Well, yeah, I brought it up to you guys, I think even last week, of like, hey, man, I just so you know, I'm monitoring. My antennas are up on Xavier Worthing, and I know the AC
joints.
Does
he know this?
Yeah, exactly. Notify him. Mac Morey's antenna's up, dude.
I was with him at Verizon the other day. I could have told him, hey, man.
Hey, we're going to be doing stuff with Xavier Worthy here pretty quick. He's got a cool wine event coming up on December 15th. You can go to uncorkforacausekc.com and get your tickets for that. So
what do you got, man?
So what do you got?
So anyways, what do you got?
Love him. Great guy.
Exactly. He is a great guy. We did us real fast. Awesome. But on the field, I have been let down, disappointed. I know part of that could be the injury AC joint. I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass. But
I wonder how significant that is. That's a good point by you. I wonder.
I'll give him a little bit of a pass. But I will say, like, we mentioned that injury being a little bit fortuitous for the fact that, okay, his speed won't go away, right? This won't affect his legs. Have you ever once seen Xavier Worthy legitimately, and be honest with me, in text line 2, 913-586-7965, we had the fastest player in NFL history on this team for 7-8 years. Have you seen the 4-2, the 40 record guy, Xavier Worthy, be as fast as Tyreek Hill once on the field?
Okay, I'm gonna kind of go a different route on you. I don't know to answer that
Has
question
he
speed
fast?
Wise. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Let me get to the logic here for a second. Tyreek Hill had quickness about him. He had that twitch. And so that makes him look faster because he did so much, like the quickness in his still position.
What was that?
His quickness in his still position, like this. Like, yeah. Like you would see, like Tyreek was, he was quick.
Yeah.
He's quick.
He's one of the best receivers to ever play the game.
Yeah, right. But he had that quickness
that
about
side
him.
Side to side.
Yes, that side to side quickness made guys miss.
But when did he develop that? Year two?
He's also a running back.
Yeah, he was also a running back
so he had
at that
a little
time.
Bit so more of that.
I think that's a natural God-given ability. I don't think you develop quickness
like
or speed, you know? So I think Tyreek Hill had that quickness, and by having that quickness, it made him look so much faster. I think Xavier Worthy from point A to point B in a straight line is fast, but he doesn't have that quickness that Tyreek Hill used to have that made it look like it was in overdrive.
Yeah.
Because Tyreek Hill would catch the ball and then jump out of bounds. Like, it was just bizarre.
It was.
The quickness that he had. Not the speed. It was the quickness, the fast feet, the explosive ability that he had to do, like, right at the line of scrimmage or when he caught the ball or all that kind of stuff. I don't think anybody in the NFL has that quickness that Tyreek had. He doesn't have it anymore.
I agree. I think that's probably fair. I think even just the straight line stuff, I've not seen that elite speed of, like, whoa, there's Xavier Worthy on the field since week one of the first season last year against the Ravens on that jet sweep. I was there in person. I was like, whoa, that's the speed that's why the Kansas City drafted him. I have not seen that since. And then Maxwell Hairston comes out yesterday and says, listen, man, he was tipping pitches. I knew when he was in the play. I knew when he wasn't. I knew when it was a run play. I knew when it was a pass play. I knew when he was going to get the ball based on his posture. Mm-hmm. And now it's come out since that report that this is a thing with Texas receivers. This is a thing with Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell over there in Indianapolis. Like, you can tip these Texas receivers' pitches and know based on their effort what they're going to do, how they're going to be in the play. That is not acceptable.
No, that's not.
That's not acceptable.
That part right there is not acceptable at all.
And I have one thing to say to that. And I'm talking to you, Matthew Nagy. You take that report and you put it right on Big Red's desk and you say, this is Project One during the bye week.
100%. That's right. No, 100%. It's the greatest thing ever that somebody on Buffalo actually said that. That's a stupid move. Like, if I'm Buffalo's teammates, I'm looking at that guy going, are you a dumbass?
I don't say that.
You don't tell people that, because what happens when you figure out that you're tipping pitchers in baseball? You figure it out!
Yeah, your hitters come up to your pitcher and say, hey, man, like, we're noticing that you're, you know, you're giving away when you're throwing a breaking pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Max Scherzer when he played against the Royals in the last, what, home series of the season, and the Royals just absolutely obliterated him.
Right.
I was sitting right behind home plate, and after it was like three or four straight, you were seeing the batters on the on-deck circle straight to the ear like, dude, here's what's coming. Mm-hmm. Watch. And it was hit after hit after hit after hit. And it was, once it's out, man, unless you fix it. So that's a really good point by the Buffalo Bills saying, hey, when he's looking this way, we know. And they said, I think before all that, they watched a ton of tape specifically on Xavier Worthy. So,
wow, that's a. I mean, it makes it impressive that they were scoring 30 points a game up until that, you know, game where he was, you know, tipping those pitches and whatnot. Maybe Buffalo is the first one to kind of recognize that. Credit to them, big time credit to them. You know,
but to your point, Bob, they've been scoring 30 points without Xavier Worthy doing much of anything.
Yeah, it's true, because they've got so many other guys out there right now. So you're saying trade Xavier Worthy?
Well, you want some return?
I don't hate that idea.
I
don't hate that.
I mean, the only way to get good players in any sport is to trade good players. Yep.
I mean, if you traded him, you could probably get...
I want you to know exactly.
I'm not going to do it. I want to do it, but I'm not going to do it.
But what would you be trading him for? If you obviously, this is just hypothetical. We're having this conversation.
I would want a first-round pick, and I would want a player.
Yeah, I see you're not going to get that.
I mean, you could shoot for the moon when you put somebody up like that.
Yeah, I don't need that. I just want a stud defensive pass rusher.
So you'd be willing to trade Xavier Worthy for a great defensive tackle?
Why don't you
maybe
just
an edge, but
an
yeah.
edge? Okay. Like, would you trade Xavier Worthy right now for Max Crosby?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, I almost.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the type of trade.
Yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Boy, wouldn't it? That would be outstanding.
This week.
I know that I'm hard. Would you be more excited to see Max in 98 in red and white and yellow, or seeing Xavier Worthy over there in silver and black?
Yeah, well, that would hurt too.
I mean, it would hurt to see him over there. There's no question. But, man, you just said Max in 98 in yellow and red, and I just kind of got my pants tight.
Hello, I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, I pulled it in Selmo.
Yeah, there's movement down there.
All right, what about you guys?
My top Tuesday goes to Dan Quinn. Brutal. Jaden Daniels, the elbow injury was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
It's brutal. Don't watch it.
Accidentally. Yeah. And I almost threw up. I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting outside watching it yesterday, just kind of going through stuff, and it pops up on the – and I went like that. I'm like, oh, my God.
And then he comes out and says, yeah, I probably shouldn't have had Daniels in there with the game at the point that is. You can't do that. You have to, you know, look, I get it. You should have known that before. You definitely did know that before. The statement was ready. It was issued. Dan Quinn. Man, everybody adjusted you from your last year's schedule, playing that last place schedule, taking the league by storm with the rookie quarterback who won Rookie of the Year. Video's out, quarterback's out, wide receiver one is in and out.
Loving in and out.
I would assume that if Dan Quinn has a rough patch to the season next year, time is going to be short for Mr. Quinn in Washington. That is my tough Tuesday, is Dan Quinn.
Happens every year. A team surprises, and then the next year they play a normal schedule, and we see who that team really is. Who's it going to be this year? The Indianapolis Colts. My tough Tuesday goes to Jared Jones. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he's
Dallas.
Telling Stephen A. Smith who they're getting,
and then he teases a huge trade yesterday. Teases it like because that's what he is. He also said during that interview yesterday he wants to stay relevant. He cares more about staying relevant and being on TV than he does about winning football games. It's evident. And so yesterday he teases this trade, and then this morning they give you Logan Wilson. You're a 3-5-1 football team, bro. Like, you should be selling your parts.
Yes.
Not acquiring others. Because you stink. And Logan Wilson, that's the trade you've teased for 24 hours? That's a big wet fart if you're Jerry Jones.
You lost Jacoby Brissett.
But he's got his priorities straight. He says, I want to stay relevant. And by God, you have done a great job of staying relevant. Relevant doesn't mean good.
So not a lot of people against you on the Xavier Worthy stuff from the 913. Worthy has given us nothing. Would like to see Worthy actually contest for a high point ball.
Mm-hmm.
Short, fast player equals quick.
Yeah, but Tyreek Hill had a quickness that you just, I mean, it was insane.
Somebody says we're even seeing Rice take away the jet sweep from Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, even that's gone.
Yeah.
For Xavier. I don't know what his role is. Running a straight line and be fast, he hasn't been able to do that either very well. And I know Hairston, but just for what it's worth, to give him a little bit of credit, Xavier, one of, if not the fastest corner in the NFL is their rookie corner, Maxwell Hairston. So give Xavier a little bit of, you know, benefit of the doubt, but let's go, dude.
Let's go time for everybody.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it really is. I mean, and
there's really nothing else you can do.
Yeah, like let's go. You're 5-4. You got your week off. You got an opportunity to fix a lot of things, get better, get healthy, and all that kind of stuff, and move forward and leave the first half of the season behind. And let's go. Let's step it up. And so I'm not willing to give up on Xavier Worthy yet. Now, if we're talking this time next year, maybe we're having a different conversation. Maybe we're having that conversation of, hey, maybe it's the best thing to do is to trade him. And I'm surprised. It's funny, because if this was a baseball conversation.
Funny how.
Yeah, funny how. Am I a clown? Do I make you laugh?
All right, get back to your shine box.
I don't even know. The great line. Josh and I talk about the shine boxers all the time at sporting events.
Hate to be that guy. Hate to be this guy. The mailman from Cheers again. That scene when he does, Joe Pesci does that.
Yeah.
Nobody on the set, other than the director Scorsese and him, knew what he was going to do.
That's right. I've heard that too.
Everybody's reaction. Yeah. Even like,
oh, that's cool.
Even Ray Liotta was like, we're still shooting? Like, that's all raw reaction.
Yeah.
Again, go back to
baseball.
Oh, baseball. Yeah, right. So it's funny. The text line is agreeing with you to trade Xavier Worthy, because when I say trade Noah Cameron, which has to be done this offseason, everybody thinks I'm an idiot. Oh, you can't trade that guy.
To be fair, you said trade him for Max Crosby. If you said trade Noah Cameron for Shohei, they made.
Oh, no. I don't think that. I think the way that I interpret it from Dusty is that the text line is with you of trading Xavier Worthy. Not
also the tough Tuesday part about it too.
Yeah.
Mostly like saying they agree with Mac Tuesday, that he's not shown anything that he's you know, he's having a tough time right now.
Right. But if you bring up a baseball player like Noah Cameron, who should be traded this offseason, I get called the village idiot. You say trade Xavier Worthy, everybody, trade.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny how the sports are different like that. It really is. It's completely opposite, and it's awesome, and I love every minute of it. Baseball players want to hold on to every prospect, and NFL fans, get rid of them all.
Sell it.
Give me my baseball back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.